following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Check for sound. Check for power. Get it ready.
Systems online.
Now let's get fired up for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
I'm a coolest cardinal.
It's about leading the league and fucking wins.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger.
What the fuck is wrong with Ben Roethlisberger, whatever his name is?
And now, here's John and Tom.
We stink. Stink.
Get out, scream!
The Raiders might want to consider playing something over the top of whoever Chris Johnson is defending.
Hugh Jackson, first-year head coach for the Raiders, won Monday night. His team with two consecutive road games.
Due to NFL contractual obligations, we now leave this game to bring you the start of your next scheduled game. After these words from your local station.
Can you imagine? It's the Heidi game, dude.
Oh, my God. They did it
again. It's the Heidi game. If you're a Raider fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's the Heidi game all over again. And if you're a young Raider fan, you better read up on your history. But you older guys, you know what I mean.
Oh, my God.
How can you do that?
That's unbelievable. You know, if the game sucked, it'd be one thing.
Right. I would hope in Oakland they at least kept the game going.
Well, I'm sure they
so
did.
So the Raider fans could see that fucking ending of that game. That's pretty good.
I'm sure in Oakland and Buffalo they kept it on. I would hope so. I can't believe they would change that.
Oh, dude, you know what I mean when I say the Heidi game, right?
Oh,
1968,
yeah.
They broke away at the... Oh, my God, and the Raiders scored three touchdowns in like 21 seconds, 22 seconds. Ridiculous game.
At least they left this game for another game and not to watch Heidi.
Hey, you know what, though? That field in Buffalo looks great, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does. I mean, I'm serious. It looked like Technicolor Field. That thing looked terrific.
Yeah.
So, you know, had that new carpet smell and everything.
And so they interrupted, or they cut off Buffalo and Oakland, that great game and the great ending.
To go put on Brady.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, Tom Brady wins again.
Tom Brady. Dude, I love it this week. All the idiots on TV and on the radio. Now, Tom Brady's on pace to throw for 95,000 yards, Tom.
And Cam Newton's right behind him.
Right. Cam Newton's going to set the rookie record with 65,000 yards and 45 touchdowns. This is unbelievable. Yeah, and Rex Grossman's going undefeated, baby. First place.
Oh,
the dragon,
Lord,
is unleashed. I'm telling you, man. The Redskins survived a bad Rexy game the other day. Well, no, I shouldn't say that, because a bad Rex game is like the worst thing you've ever seen. It's like the Hindenburg blowing up. When you wonder how the hell did he do that, but we survived a not so good game from Rex.
Rocca takes him down, and that is it. Game over. Redskins scratch their way to a 22-21 win over the Arizona Cardinals in a thriller here at FedEx Field. What a game!
What a game, John! What a game!
It was a good game. I mean, it wasn't terribly sloppy or anything like that. I thought that both teams, because of their injury situations and their secondaries, man, both made pretty good adjustments, and it was a good game. Beanie Wells played really well in the second half.
Well, I am Tom. He's John. This is the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Obviously, I'm a Redskins fan, first place.
Yes. Yeah, if you're a new listener to the show, he's a Redskins fan. I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm going to tell you right now. Anybody,
he's telling us.
Anybody says anything negative about Tony Romo to me ever again, I will laugh in their face.
Ever again?
Ever.
Ever again?
Ever.
Boy, that's pushing it. The man has one good game, plays with a punctured lung, and it's...
one good game? That's it. He's only had one good game.
Hey, we're all talking about 2011 here. I don't care what happened before.
Jeez.
Hey, right?
Romo's going to play fake and stand by. Oh, he's got Holly all alone at the 50. Holly to the 40. Holly to the 20. Right to the 15. 10. Dragged down at the 2 as he showed off the ball. Oh, Jesse Holly went 77 yards. It must be a reality show.
Yeah, there's Michael Irvin's boy, man.
That's it.
Yes.
He sucks. Dude, yes. if he was, yeah, dude, he got caught at the two. He sucks. If he was any kind of wide receiver, he'd have scored.
He won Michael Irvin's reality show.
I know. That's pretty cool, isn't it, that he got on there because of this stupid Spike TV reality show.
It's amazing.
He whoops the 49ers.
I am a wide receiver, and we are talking about a wide receiver and wide receiver play.
Right. Right. Hey, and you know what? If you're out in the Bay Area, you're shitting yourself because, number one, your Oakland game got cut off so you didn't get to see them lose with 15 seconds to go on the clock. And number two, if you're a 49er fan, you just watched a reality show star come in and beat your ass. The Bay Bridge is just lined up with suicides.
Oh, man. That's
Bub
beautiful.
Rub.
Beautiful.
Bub Rub's up there pissed off about the, you're supposed to be the Buffalo Bill.
Oh, man. So you were happy Sunday afternoon.
I was happy Sunday afternoon. Yeah, well, I'd rather it not be so damn close. I'd rather Rex not throw interceptions in the red zone.
Yeah, I'd prefer not to go in. I'd prefer not to go to overtime, but I was happy Sunday afternoon. And then, of course, we were both very happy Sunday evening.
Kafka standing by his lonesome in the shotgun. He's back. He looks, he fires, it's dropped! It's dropped by Macklin! Macklin had a catchable ball at the 15, and he dropped it!
And the Falcons beat the Eagles. The dream team, John. The dream team.
The dream team. Dude, I didn't even know that they had gone ahead and recruited dream team coaches like Howard Mudd roaming around on the sidelines. I mean, why don't you just go ahead and just prostrate yourself in front of the almighty dollar and say we are whoring ourselves out for this one last chance. Andy Reid knows that he's going to have a heart attack in February. He better win it. Actually, he looks like he's lost some weight. You know, the Eagles, in two games, my impressions are, number one, two games and your quarterback's already out. with a half tongue. And number two, I keep seeing running backs running free for 40 and 50 yard gains through your defense.
Well, they're linebackers.
Dude, if Michael Turner didn't weigh 250 pounds and could run anywhere faster than like what, like a 9.5 40, that dude would have scored like three long touchdowns. He's so slow.
He is a butter. He's a butterball, isn't he?
Man, he's a beast. I mean, he just runs right through people. And I'm going to tell you what, too. I'll be fair. LeSean McCoy turns nothing into something better than just about anybody in the league right now. He's almost got Barry Sanders-like move somewhere. You know, he doesn't have all the hook and juke in his hips, but he finds holes and daylight into spaces where there's nothing. See, Tom is all quiet. I said something good about the Eagles. He don't like that. Hey, that backup quarterback that came in, he was pretty good.
Yeah, he was.
Kafka. Yeah, I mean, his handoffs were terrible. He was like 3 yards away, and he kept diving to put the ball in his running back's gut at first. But his passes were pretty good.
All right, let's take a look here at the Gridiron Challenge. There's Sid Luckman in first place.
Sid Luckman. Hey, man, I see on your you sent me a note, and I checked your Facebook page because you're right there on the top of it, and I want to hear your band. Send me some music. I want to hear your band. I see you play guitar. If it sucks, we're going to make fun of him. So you better be good.
Alf Ramsey's Porn Dungeon.
Alf Ramsey's Porn Dungeon. I'd like to know where that name comes from. That's pretty good.
But, man, he scored 196 points this week.
Holy crap. Who did he have on his team?
I don't know, but it brought him up to second place. Maybe he started Cam Newton.
I guess so. You know, Tommy's on pace for throwing for 75,000 yards.
Then we got another touchback at third.
Okay.
Oh, look here at number four. We don't need no meows.
Oh, well, yeah, somebody being very timely. There you go.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, the dogs didn't show up because that's David Bennett, the coach of Coastal Carolina, and they got beat by Georgia 59-0.
Holy smokes. Now, your daughter goes to Coastal Carolina, so we're going to get updates, right?
Yeah.
On how the cats and dogs are doing down there.
I got to call her up. What's with all your damn kitty cats?
Yeah. Don't you guys know you're not supposed to recruit in the pet store? What the hell's the matter with you? They've got a goldfish playing defensive tackle.
Oh, and I was right. Tolbert, the Chargers running back, he did go to Coastal Carolina.
Dude's leading the league in receptions.
Tolbert is?
Yeah.
Wow. He made a couple of real bad errors.
Well, he doesn't have very many yards, but he does have like 17 catches so far.
Yeah, he made a couple of really bad mistakes against the Patriots on Sunday.
I'm thinking of starting him this week against the Chiefs.
And then here we are. Fifth is Irvin's Pumpkin Kickers.
Irvin's Pumpkin Kickers?
Irvin's Pumpkin Kickers.
Michael, your thoughts?
Oh, man. You know what?
When it comes to kicking the pumpkin, you've got to kick it hard.
He'll try to figure a way back out to figure out to the Cowboys.
Tony Romo, Dez Bryant, you're wearing my number. You got to kick the pumpkin.
Over to the Pigskin Pick'em. There's a three-way tie for first place.
Hot dang. Who likes a three-way?
Blanda and the Snake, still up there at the top.
I'll bet you they were involved in a few. What do you think? I bet you they were involved in quite a few.
Well, I know this team was. The Mitten Men return.
Oh, hell yeah, man. He was definitely involved in one or two.
And then we have the fetus-faced windbags.
But the boat out there in the middle of a lake, mid Batonka, Tom. I've been doing the three-bay. You got to do the FFM. Do the MMF. The FFF, that be gomo gay. You don't be doing no double penetration because that be just about gay. That be like putting a tissue between you dick and another man dick. That just be gay.
Jesus.
It be gay.
Yeah.
Then you got, like, you know, you get with the big offensive lineman. He come up over top of your head. If you on the bottom, man, he start doing thing with a man. You got to be looking right up there. That is not nice.
Fourth place.
That's why you be wearing mittens.
Fourth place is Bro Montana. And in fifth place, Austin Velvot. Is it Velvot? He said he wrote Velvot. I thought it was Velmont.
Velmont. Velmont.
I do believe.
Austin Velmont.
Velmont.
Who's the horse lover? I can't remember who the horse lover
that's
is.
Him. In fact, your wife did some team names.
Oh, okay.
And
oh,
she
that's
did,
right.
She did
I
that
was well
one.
Aware of that.
Yeah, she did that one, but she said it right.
Austin Horse Lover Belmont.
Yeah, she did. She did a few of the team names.
I plexidentally shot myself.
She got that one on the first try. I'll give her that.
I plaxidentally shot myself.
You know, I make it sound like she's fresh off the boat, and she's not. But some of these words, like, you know, some of these things like plaxidentally, those over her head.
Did you have a bad week? Because you were up high up there last week. Where are you?
I was 20th. I'm 27th now.
You dropped to, well, you're tied for 16th, technically.
Thanks, trash can dookies.
Right.
Now, that's the challenge. Oh, I mean, that's the pigskin pick 'em. Yeah, right. I did have a bad week. I think I only got six right.
Seven. Yeah, you got seven right. Seven. I am tied for sixth, along with Sid Luckman. You try to call me out, Choppers Aboriginals, Darth Diva Lover, and right. This team name, Man. First name, The.
Darth Diva Lover.
Darth Diva Lover.
Luke, it's time. It's time to tell you who your father is. Who is your father?
Darth Devil Lover. That's a good name.
What happened to your son? He was up there in the challenge. Where is he?
He outsmarts himself.
Oh, he's not too far from the top. He still scored 123 this week. I actually climbed seven spots, but I'm still on the back page at 56. But your son is...
This guy right here.
This guy right here!
Oh, that's going to be a good help for me. I'm going to have to think about my wife and Stephen A.
All right. So there's that. BCRH-forums.net for the message board. Coming up. Diva Lover's back. We've got new stuff from Diva Lover. We still have not actually contacted him. We haven't had any contact yet with him ourselves, but he calls out Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. And we're actually going to call Jerry about that.
Well, now that's been posted all over our Facebook page, so a lot of our people already have heard this thing, but that's all right. You haven't heard it our way, and we are going to have Jerry give him a complete shout out.
Yeah, well we're going to have him, you know, We're going to have Jerry answer all his questions for him.
Right. Should we tell him the plan?
No, they'll hear it. It's coming. Yeah, just wait for it. I saw complaints. Do not ever let Bill Belichick on the show again. He was the most boring man ever on the show. So
where were these complaints? I missed these.
On the bcrh-forums.net.
Oh, really? People didn't like Bill Belichick?
No. They said bring back Jerry.
Can't figure out why you didn't care for Bill Belichick. I mean, you know, I don't try to just give you a fair and balanced
Let's see. Tom Brady wants the fans to drink.
Man. It helps his wife look more female.
Right.
Feminine. Should say that.
Floyd Mayweather doesn't scare Larry Merchant one bit.
Right.
All right. So, but first, Jay Cutler had an incident.
He did. He had himself a little incident.
It changed his voice. No, he didn't get his balls cut off. Actually, it went.
They finally dropped. Is that what happened?
Right.
His balls finally
dropped.
He was out calling signals. 45, 62, 38. Set.
No, but here, just listen to how he sounds.
I got kicked in the throat at the start of the...
Hi, everybody, Jay Cutler.
I got kicked in the throat at the start of the third quarter, so it had, I mean, nothing from yelling. It was worse the third and the fourth quarter with my voice because I just couldn't hear the snap count and the plays coming out, so I had to struggle with that.
Wow, kicked in the throat. He got kicked in the teeth, too.
Yeah. You know, it's hard not to get kicked in the throat when you've got no gin to protect it, you know.
Now you can do a Jack Nicholson impression if you just talk slower.
Gonna go and take some questions from the press.
I'll tell you what, the quarterback's life is rough, man.
It is.
I didn't expect the Bears to get beat that bad. I expected the Saints to beat them, but not that bad. Not after the showing the Bears made in week one.
Well, that just shows you week one doesn't always mean a whole lot.
Well, no, but the Bears were in the NFC Championship game last year, so they are not a schmuck team. You know, they're not some going to be surprise team.
And it isn't like they're a bunch of schmeals.
Right.
right. Thank you, Joe Pa. Wait a minute, by the way, good hard-fought victory over the Temple Owls this week. How did Ohio State fare?
Yeah, okay. Tom Brady caught a lot of flack for making this comment. He was, he gets on the radio in Boston with those guys. Was that WEEI or whatever it is up there in Boston?
The morning zoo, Tom. It's time for Tom Brady coming up here right after traffic.
Good morning, everybody. Have a cup of joe.
Time, temperature, and Tom Brady on the sixes coming up next.
Yes, it's 10:24. That's 36 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. Yes.
The next upcoming segment is brought to you by Bottle Top Funeral Home. Bottle Top Funeral Home. Slap 'em and blab 'em.
Well, they care about your death.
That's right.
Anyway, he made this comment.
They're drinking early. They're nice and rowdy. It's a 4:15 game. They have a lot of time to get lubed up and come out here and cheer for their home team.
Now, you know, here once again, the hypocrisy. For anybody in the league, the front office, whoever, to get upset because Tom Brady is encouraging the fans to drink.
Right.
You know, at a stadium where they sell beer, where the game is brought to you by beer.
Right.
It's all about beer. I mean, hell, the majority of the players' salaries are probably paid for by beer.
And television.
Right. Well, but that's it. On television, there's beer.
On every single commercial break, you've got beer and hard-on pills.
Exactly.
Beer exactly. And hard-on pills. I've got to explain to my 15-year-old son that you don't have sex in two separate bathtubs. By the way, Tom, you know, if the 49ers quarterback said lubed up out there, they take it a whole different way. Right. That's one stinky parking lot.
Yeah, my name is Rod Puller. Go Niners! Woo! Woo, go Niners!
Yeah, I don't get it, man. What's the big deal? You know, he's telling them to do what they're going to do anyway.
It's not like anybody's going to go, well, Tom Brady said get drunk, I'm going to get wasted. Right? Is there anybody at a tailgate? Well, if Tom Brady said so, fine. Give me 10 beers. I wasn't going to, but, you know, Tom said it was okay. And, you know, I'll tell you what, too, Tom. You know, I got news for these freaking missy prissies that are out there bitching that Tom said this because of a 4 o'clock start. Hey, at a 1 o'clock start, these people are there at 9:30 in the morning starting their drinking.
Dude, they get there at 6 a.m.
As soon as the gates open, man, the beer opens, too.
What gates? They're outside the gates drinking. Are you kidding?
Got to get there for the parking party. Jesus. That way everybody goes through the gate drunk. Hell yeah, man.
All right, so Diva Lover, he's going to call him out, boy. I'm going to play a little bit of him.
By the way, color me surprised that he's a Cowboys fan.
Oh, you knew it. You knew it. He's down there in Texas. You knew the guy had to be a Cowboys fan.
Dude, I wouldn't care if he lived in Canada. I knew that he was a Cowboys fan right there.
Yeah, he looked like the guy in that old Cowboys cartoon with the song you did.
Oh, yes, he does. The one that beats his wife.
Yeah. you know what? I'm going to have to play that.
All right.
That song.
That's fine. Yeah, it's Dallas Redskins week anyway, man. Yeah. So might as well get it going.
Yes, it is.
Oh, we love Cowboys until they're dead. We'll cheer for all the players with stars on their heads. Spell. We're meeting you today. Strike up the band and meet the family. You're what we have to say. Oh, I love the Cowboys. They are my favorite team. I watch them every Sunday. They really make me scream. I wear all blue and silver, even down my socks. And when they score, I stomp the floor. My house falls off its blocks. Always a Cowboy family, all the way through and through. Meet our two little children, silver and blue. Oh, I'm from down in Texas, and the Cowboys are my life. I once had sex with a cow, my cousin is my wife. Yup, yup, yup. Oh, I love the Cowboys, my jacket is brand new. I've been a Cowboy fan since 1992. I'll stick by my team, but here's my saving grace. I have a closet full of stuff in case they lose the race. Oh, I love the Cowboys, I am their biggest fan. My basement is a shrine to Tom Landry and Tex Schramm. We're heading for the Super Bowl with Parcells in town. And if they lose, I hit the booze and smack my wife around.
He don't mean nothing by it.
We're the fans of the Cowboys, we love them every day. We cheer for every tackle and we hang on every play. And even if they win or lose, we're with them all the way. And that is why we don't care that Troy Aikman was gay.
Gonna kick your ass.
Oh, like hell. Get out of here.
What?
Defense gonna mash you up.
Oh, please. DeMarcus Ware is gonna turn Rex Grossman into a pretzel.
Hey, you know what, though?
What?
We brought the mustard. You know what? When Tony Romo calls signals, does it whistle out the hole in his lung? You know what? You're going to see Arakpo hit him in the back, and that whistle is going to right out the side of his chest.
Tony Romo's a baller.
He might not even play.
Yeah, he's going to play.
And Miles Austin's not going to play for
him. No, yeah, you're lucky. We're all beat up. That's what you needed.
Hey, man, you know what? I've heard all kinds of stuff about how we got a beat-up Giants team, we got a beat-up Cardinals team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
Guess what? Does it matter? Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, well, when you're like, when the real Redskins are, you know, 3-8.
The real Redskins? Let me tell you, you know what the real Redskins are? The real Redskins have 6 penalties on the year.
Yeah.
That's okay. It.
I'm serious. You realize what a change that is around here? We get 6 penalties in a quarter.
Yeah, you'll get 6 penalties in a quarter when you play the Patriots.
Maybe.
Because you know maybe. They're going to give those all to Brady.
They got all those lubed up fans throwing crap on the field and everything, thanks to Brady turning them into a bunch of drunken louts. You know, nothing like the owner sitting up there with his Chevys ring. Going, hey, that Brady said what everybody was thinking, you know. These fans should just go ahead and get sloshed. What the hell I am. What do you know? They're going to win. We'll get some good party almost every time.
All right, so if you're tuning in for the first time ever, which would be kind of odd, but I'm sure it's happened. Some show is everybody's first show, right?
Right.
We played some stuff from this guy last week. He calls himself Diva Lover. He's
this guy.
He's over on YouTube.
My God, we are ready for the football.
Yes, he's a big fan of the Knox City High School Greyhounds football team, and he's convinced they're going to win the state championship. I still haven't looked up to see how they're doing this year so far.
I haven't had time, so I'm going to go ahead and throw it to our Facebook faithfuls, man. The people that post over there on that Facebook page, they're too much fun. I want them to go ahead and check out how the Knox City Greyhounds are doing this year and post it up there. Then I can have it, then I'll go and take a look at it. I'll be able to see it. But our friend Tilliard over there is keeping a running tally of who's doing well in the Gridiron Challenge. So Tilliard, record it, man. Give us an update, dude.
Yeah,
send it on over.
Yeah,
you know,
give
man,
us.
You know how it works. You've been the show mascot for 7 years now, buddy. Get with the program,
John Tilliard, our Knox City Greyhounds correspondent. Give us a report.
That's right.
Down here in Knox City, John. I'm down here in Knox City trying to make sure that there goes Austin Vilmot around the end. He's the horse lover.
You can hear his mom at the bottom of the steps. Are you talking about loving horses up there, John? It's ridiculous. You're not getting any kind of bestiality up here, are you, John?
Oh, man.
I've seen those web pages.
Well, Diva Lover did a shout-out.
Yeah.
Shout-out.
All right, and now he's doing
not one to us yet.
A call-out.
This is a call-out. It is a call-out to the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones.
Oh.
I am sick of this. I am tired of this. It's going to stop. It's got to stop. What, you might ask? Losing. We're sick of it. The fans of the Dallas Cowboys are not going to put up with this anymore.
I love it when he goes, he goes, what, you might ask?
Tom, he knew what I was thinking. It's uncanny.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
He is a sage, Tom. He is the sage of Texas football. What, I might ask? And, you know, I might have asked, but he did it for me.
We're done. We are done with you. It is time to get your acts together. It is time to get your butts in gear, and by God, get it in gear now.
Wait. If it's time to do it, I would imagine now is the time he's talking about, right?
Right.
It is time to be incredibly redundant. It is time to fill up 9 minutes of video with 10 seconds of thought.
Yeah, it's it. He takes 9 minutes to say 30 seconds worth of crap.
He's Colin Cowherd, dude.
Yeah, right.
We've found him out. It is Colin Cowherd's ghost.
Oh, wow.
I think we were in the middle of something, weren't we?
We were known for many years as being America's team. Do you know how huge that was? Do you absolutely, absolutely, positively know and understand how big, how huge that was? How honorary that was? And how special that was? The Dallas Cowboys, America's team. All the teams in the NFL. Who is America's team? Dallas Cowboys.
America's team? Who is America's team, Tom? I believe it's the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys? America's team.
Who is America's team? Dallas Cowboys.
You gotta put that little crack at the end. America's team?
I know.
Who is America's team?
But no. All hell no. Not anymore. Not any longer.
Not anymore.
You have screwed up year after year after year, time after time after time, and I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. We are all tired of it, Jerry. We're tired of you not doing your job, not doing the right thing, but doing the right thing and getting rid of that punk, that choke artist, Tony Romo.
Well, now we're naming names.
Oh, man, did you see he gets all lost there?
I know, he does. He says the same thing two and three times. The guy knows like two synonyms for half the words that he's trying to say.
He was supposed to be knight in shining armor coming in on a big white horse.
What?
To save the day. And what has he done? He has screwed up time after time after time. Every time game was on the line. Every time he counted.
Oh, man.
Well, now, to be fair, this is after the Jets game.
Right.
I'd love to see, he has not yet put a video out for the 49ers game. So I'd love to hear what he has to say about that, because I'm sure it's completely the opposite.
Boy, you could just see that big white horse right up underneath his shining armored butt. He rode right in there and saved the day.
He is our savior.
Broken ribs, punctured lung and all.
Yeah, but he'll Diva Lover will probably take the credit for this week's win. See, I got him. Oh. I got him in gear.
He should. Oh, and you know, by the way, just on the off topic here, but on topic, could that guy get any tighter T-shirts?
I know, right?
What the hell is up with that? Does he? Are you fooling anybody? Do you think we see a six pack there? He's got the worst mirror in the world. You should see if it's got a warranty.
So anyway, there's a lot more. And we're going to play some of it for Jerry Jones and see what Jerry has to say.
Right.
And we'll do that coming up.
What happened down here? We've had a spin.
There's trouble. Dick Trickle down off of turn four. That's at pit entrance.
Ron Tugnutt played 537 games for eight teams in a very serviceable NHL career.
Maybe the main danger, Misty Hyman in six, not without plans.
And Dick Butkus of the Chicago Bears. No one hit like Butkus.
How about the high-jumping Longhorn, Destiny Hooker?
This is John Cox. John told me he's trying to follow in the footsteps of his father, Chubby Cox.
Fighting out of the blue corner from San Antonio, Texas, presenting 24-carat Golden Johnson.
VOTech. For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech. Hi, this is former Buckeye wide receiver Brian Hartline, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Big Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
And the clock is going to run out, and the University of Miami has defeated Ohio State. Miami 24, Ohio State 6, and that's your final score.
And it's all ugly in Buckeye land, John.
Yeah, well, it should be. I mean, you know, you guys cheated and cheated and cheated. It's about time it caught up with you. Seriously.
Wait a minute. Tattooed. Aren't you the same guy that just like a month ago said the NCAA is the only place in the world where you can get in trouble for selling your own personal items?
Yeah. Oh, I'm just being completely facetious. Yeah, I mean, you know, how about all this week? All these teams are jumping into the ACC. They're
oh, my God. It's crazy, man.
I want to know, you know, since we're on college football, I want to know why West Virginia isn't even being considered to be put in the ACC. I don't know where they're going. Weren't they ACC just up until a few years ago when they joined Big East?
Didn't they just apply?
Well, from what I'm hearing on the D.C. area radio, that there is no chance that West Virginia is going to be involved in this,
well,
which is ridiculous because they're a football school. They're
well,
a good football school and a good basketball school.
Look, I think that there's probably underlying issues. There are probably people high up within the conferences that are looking at certain teams, and they're all, you know, kind of putting things in position, and they're probably going to push West Virginia toward the Big Ten.
That would be fine by me, man. Make the Big Ten stronger.
That would make more sense to me, too.
I would agree. They're closer to Ohio. They're closer to the western part of Pennsylvania. Or, you know, I'd agree. That would make a good Big Ten, too, considering what there would be about 16 teams.
I would have thought that would have been a good spot for Pitt as well.
Yeah. Where did Pitt? Oh, Pitt went to the Big East. I mean, they went from the Big East to the ACC. Pitt will probably get in, and they'll take what's the other one? St. John's? No, not St. John's. God damn, I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about anymore. My head's on pro football now. I'm trying to think about college football. And college football, I just don't give a damn about.
I think all this is great for college football, but I didn't even think about the effects it's going to have on college basketball.
Well, that's why UConn is involved in this deal that's kind of pushed West Virginia out from the ACC, is they want that UConn basketball coming in. But I'm thinking, that's why I say, West Virginia's a football school. They're usually a damn good football school, sometimes even top 10, and they're a good basketball school as well. Whereas UConn, when have you ever seen anything about their football team?
Yeah.
You know, so who cares? I think it might move us closer to these larger conferences.
Well, they're
coming.
It's happening right now. It's happening right before our eyes. And
right.
I think... I can see Missouri in the Big Ten. Who else?
What are they in now? The Big 12?
Well, I think they're probably all going to keep the same conference names as a brand.
Right.
You know,
I mean, what is Missouri in now? They're in the Big 12, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it looks like, Oklahoma, Texas. I mean, it's going to be Pac-10 or SEC, one of the two, you would think.
Right.
You know, and then A&M and all of that. So, yeah, I see this pretty much you're going to have four super conferences, probably about 16 teams each when this is all over and done with.
Right.
And I think then
you phase everybody else out.
Well, you're not going to see anybody going undefeated because there's going to be so much competition, which is probably a good thing because then you can lose a game and not have to worry about, you know, being knocked out of any chance. And then you're going to have a clear-cut – you're going to have four clear-cut conference champions.
Right.
And then that's when we'll get the plus one game. Those four teams, you know, that's going to be as close to a college playoff as you could possibly get, probably.
Yeah, and I think that once you've got these super conferences, you can go ahead and start phasing these other smaller schools or these other schools that didn't get to make it into these super conferences out of Division 1A. Like I said, can create Division 1Z.
Well, you know,
create something new.
I don't think the super conferences are going to care what you call their division. They're just going to be the super conferences. And I got a funny feeling the NCAA is not invited.
Super conferences. And that's fine by me.
Yes.
That's fine by me. We all know how I feel about the NCAA. It's an archaic, ancient system. It's ridiculous and outdated.
I got a funny feeling the NCAA is not going to have anything to do with it.
Fine by me.
Hey, check this out. Lou Holtz. Lou Holtz talking trash to Mark May. They were arguing over who was going to win between West Virginia and LSU this week.
LSU. Just make him take Louisiana State so they can make him sick.
Well, Holtz makes his case, and then here Mark May starts making his case, and then Lou Holtz talks about why he shouldn't listen to Mark May.
Zero chance of beating LSU. West Virginia will not be able to hold up to that pressure.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard two differences of opinion. I suggest you tune in to SportsCenter on Take Your Pick. I'm 6-2. Mark May's 3-5. Who are you going to believe?
Mark, but I'm just saying.
He's bragging about being 6-2.
He's 6-2. Let me tell you something. This Mark May, he's an idiot. He can't even drive himself home. He has to call a taxi cab every time, and he can't even remember the number. He's got to get his secretary to do it for him, and I have to point her out every single day. He's a moron. He doesn't have any brains in his head.
All right. I can't wait any longer. Let's get Jerry on the phone.
Tom is excited. All right, yeah, let's get Jerry on the phone and see what he has to say about all this mess. There's a lot of calling out going on here, Tom. I mean, seriously, Diva Lovers is starting to become a very popular celebrity.
Yeah.
But we've got a plan, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we have a plan here, and we'll tell you that coming up. But right now, well, let's get Jerry on the phone. Get some pics from him while we got him, too.
Hello.
Jerry Jones, it's John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Well, there's a couple of good old friends of mine. How y'all been?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm all right. You know, I certainly love to call you up, guys, or get you guys to talk to me on the telephone, because I don't have to watch what I say. I can say what's on my mind. I can say what I'm thinking. I don't have to worry about what the NFL Network or anything. Rich Eisen ain't going to make nothing of it.
Well, Jerry, nobody, you know, on our show, you're talking to the real world, to the real fans, and they want the real deal. So, yeah, don't hold back. You know that.
Yeah. That's what I like, because ain't none of them got a goddamn lick of sense. So I can say whatever the hell I want, man. They can't do nothing to me.
Have you, before we want to get some picks from you. I'm so glad to have you back on. You know, we had Bill Belichick on last week, and everybody hated it. They said, want Jerry back.
You know what? I'm not surprised. You got the difference here between a pepperoni pizza, which would be me, all full of spice and something long and skinny, and you got saltine crackers. Saltine crackers in a hoodie. That's all you got. He's just the most boring thing on the planet Earth. How the hell he managed to bang all those people's wives, I have no idea.
He did go 3-1 in his picks.
Well, I'm not surprised. The boy doesn't know his football.
Yes, he does know his football. Got to give him that. Yeah. Anyway, there's this guy, Jerry. There's this guy down in Texas, and he puts out these videos on YouTube, and he's always talking about football and his specific favorite teams, and he does shout-outs and call-outs, and he was calling you out in a video this week, and he goes by the name of Diva Lover.
Oh, hey, I know that feller. He's with the Knox City Greyhounds, ain't he?
Yes, that's him.
Yeah, we're scouting out the Knox City Greyhounds. We're scouting out that Jonathan Vilmont.
Oh,
we're,
really?
We're scouting out that. Oh, hell yeah, boy.
You like the horse lover, do you?
Well, I ain't sure about none of this horse loving stuff like that. You know, we got a place out there called Valley Ranch where we keep that stuff quiet. You know, got a White House for that sort of thing. But I don't know what they can do about it in high school there. But we're down there right now. We've got people sitting in the stands. We're watching that team. All because of this dipstick boy.
Yeah, Diva Lover.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't,
well, it, anyway, he's...
Internet handles. I don't get them.
He was upset. Now, we haven't heard from him since the win by our great warrior, Tony Romo, over the 49ers.
Ain't he something? Getting out there with a big old hole in his lung. I mean, God dang it. You know, I'm telling you what. Next week, I'm going to shoot him right in the head. In the middle of if the Redskins is winning, I'm going to go down there on the sideline. I'm going to shoot him right in the head. And I'm going to tell you what. That'll bring him back in the fourth quarter, and we're going to win.
All right.
Yep. Hey, he's a warrior. I'm telling you what, Tom. If this was ancient Rome, well, he'd probably be just nothing but a chamber boy, but he'd be a good one.
Well, anyway, I want to play what some of what Diva Lover had to say and let you address it, but let's go ahead and get some picks from you real quick.
I'm ready to gamble.
All right.
I'm ready to give you some football expertise.
All right. Because I don't know. I'd rather get the picks from you now, because I don't know how you're going to feel after listening to this guy. You might be angry. You might be laughing at him. Who knows? I don't know.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you, Tom, there's nothing in this business that you need to hear from more than the fans of your football team. Because
right.
They are the lifeblood. They are the lifeblood of your entire business plan.
See, and that's why I love you, Jerry. I'm so glad you understand that.
Well, you know, it makes me muddy to understand that, Tom. That's all
exactly.
It is. Because honestly, I couldn't give a damn about you or your family or anything. As long as you goddamn buy those jerseys at Christmas time.
But
that's
you,
all I'm giving
but you still understand.
I do. I understand. I completely understand. Well, sometimes
all right.
I go up in my helicopter and I'm getting a rim job. I'm understanding like crazy.
Well, speaking of, yeah, I missed you on the show too. Speaking of Bill Belichick, New England is at Buffalo, 2-0 versus 2-0.
Oh, hey. Yeah, let me tell you something about them Buffalo Bills. They might look like they's a surprise, right? They might look like they's something that people are going, hey, what the hell is that? And people might be saying, oh, you know what? They didn't beat nobody but the Raiders and whatnot. They had to do it on the last play of the game, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to tell you what. They're 100% right. That team ain't nothing but a joke, and the Patriots is going to roll right over them.
Oh, okay.
That's all there is to it. That Bill Belichick, he's going to bore the living crap out of everybody up there in Buffalo, and that's going to be the end of it.
All right. How about Houston at New Orleans?
Houston at New Orleans. Now, you know what that we call that right down there? We call that a flooded-out hurricane special. See, when the Texans head over to New Orleans, if they were smart, they'd take about 40 busloads of all those people that are still sitting around on their streets, and they'd take them right back to New Orleans.
Right.
Oh, that's what I'd do if I was them. God dang, I'd be damn every homeless person around the block. Hey, who wants to go to the football game? Get on the bus. Oh, I'm gonna take the Saints in this game. I'm going to tell you what. I didn't think they was going to do like that number on the Bears last week like I did. I figured they win, but dang, that was pretty powerful. They showed up some defense.
Yeah, they beat on Chicago, and Chicago has a chance to come back this week. They will host Green Bay.
Yeah, they kick old Jay Cutler right in the throat. Did you hear that, boy?
Yes.
I got kicked in the throat. What am I going to do about that? Well, John, what am I going to do? Hey, you know what? My quarterback got a goddamn hole in his lung and come out and won the game. What you going to say about that?
Yeah, Michael Vick can't even play with a little head bump.
Yeah, what a big pansy ass. So you only got half a tongue. Big goddamn deal. You know what you get then? You get a real big woman. It don't matter then. He bit his tongue. That was nasty. Troy Aikman bit his tongue one time. You know who the biggest person to complain about it was?
Oh, God.
No, God didn't have nothing to do with it, but his boyfriend sure didn't like it.
I knew it. All right, so who are you taking, Green Bay or Chicago?
Oh, I'm going to go ahead and take the Packers. This is going to be just like it was in the NFC Championship game, except it's going to be worse. I'm going to think the Packers are going to go ahead and do something Brian Urlacher, but he probably have a good game. Now that he's done over, he's going to get over his mama. But I'm going to go ahead and take out Aaron Rodgers. He got such big, beautiful doe eyes. He really does. He's awful cute.
All right, and of course, we got to pick this game. It's Dallas-Washington week. Who you like?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, we got Miles Austin hurt. He's come up lame. You know, so we got that out. We got Tony Romo's got a busted rib. He's got a big old hole in his lung. So,
but you got Jesse Holly now.
What's that?
You got Jesse Holly now.
I do. I got Jesse Holly, and you know what? I got to call into Fox to see who's going to win that Dancing with the Stars. I'm gonna find out if Chaz Bono can block because he's a big old fat pig, ain't he? God. He is. And, you know, I use the term he pretty loosely.
Right.
I mean, what do they do there? Do they just, like, sew a hot dog on there? What the hell is that? How does that work? I don't even know. That's ridiculous. Anyway, so I'm figuring we're going to go, you know, trolling all over the cable there to see if we can find any more good football players like that. Because we're going to have no receivers, so we got everybody out. Dez Bryant, he's still got a busted up butt from that big hit.
I thought Dez was coming back this week.
You know what? I thought Dez was coming back this week, too. But you know what he said? He said his butt was still swollen up. He couldn't get his pants up over top of it.
Oh, geez.
He went to the mall, and he got beaten in the head by a rent-a-cop. So, you know, he's questionable, I'm thinking.
So are you picking Washington, Jerry?
Hell no. I'm going to pick a goddamn Cowboys. I ain't stupid.
All right.
Rex Grossman. I mean, goddamn. DeMarcus Ware's going to put him between two pieces of bread and put some mayonnaise all over him and eat him for lunch. Simple as that.
All right.
Simple as that. Jay Ratliff. I gave him that big contract, right? I gave him that big contract. You know what I said when I told him to sign that contract? Here's all these millions of dollars. You know what I want you to do? I want you to go stuff Rex Grossman's head right up his behind.
All right. Well, I hope he does it.
That's what I told him.
All right. So New England, New Orleans, Green Bay, and Dallas this week. Gotcha.
Sounds good to me.
Now let's get back to this diva lover character. He's sick of it, right, Jerry. He's sick and tired of losing. Now, again, this happened. He did this video last week before you beat the Niners, but after the Jets game.
I'd be interested to hear what he's got to say after that game. Because let me tell you something. That Tony Romo was a hero. He was a hero, Tom.
He was.
I was telling him you might as well go get some red underpants and wear them on the outside and put a cape on. You is nothing but a hero. He's Sam Houston, all over again.
All right, let me play this first clip from Diva Lover. And again, this is where he's talking about being sick of it. Here you go.
Jerry Jones!
Yeah, look at that, he just addressed you. Jerry Jones.
Oh.
Jerry Jones! I am sick of this! I am tired of this! It's going to stop! It's got to stop! What you might ask? Losing! We're sick of it!
Sick of it, Jerry.
He's sick of it. Well, man, God dang. You know what I'm sick of, Tom? I'm sick of these stupid fans that know my name, and I don't even know theirs. I mean, if we're going to talk man to man, I got to know your name other than something like Dimwit Lover or Diva Duper or whatever the hell your goddamn name is. I mean, what is your name, boy?
Diva
How am I
lover.
Supposed to be able to address you? Diva Lover. Diva Lover. Diva Lover. I'm supposed to talk to a man named Diva Lover about football? Is this what you called me up here for?
Well, he had comments.
God dang it. I'm telling you what, Tom. You know something? Just between you and me, we got the dumbest goddamn fan base on the face of the earth. Just the biggest, goofiest bastards there is. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. Here he's going to talk about being America's team.
We were known for many years as being America's team. Do you know how huge that was? Do you absolutely, absolutely, positively know and understand how big, how huge that was? How honorary that was? And how special that was?
Absolutely, absolutely, positively, Jerry, do you know?
Well, I got to tell you, Tom. I mean, you know, people like us, you know, when they say things like us, and they make it sound like I'm a stupid idiot. And, of course, I understand how big it is to be known as America's goddamn team. I mean, damn, NFL Films could have decided to put that name on anybody's highlight film back in 1978. But they chose the Dallas Cowboys. And you want to know why? Huh? You want to know why? I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Roger Staubach.
Yeah.
That's why. That's right. People just love that big old church boy. They loved him being so dang squeaky clean it helped propel the Dallas Cowboys into the spotlight as America's team. Because God knows we didn't win as many Super Bowls as the Steelers, but we got that goddamn thing because the Steelers had that stupid goddamn hillbilly, Terry Bradshaw, and we had good old church boy, heaven guy, Roger Staubach. Now, you know what? Just after I bought them Cowboys from old Bum Bright, he told me a secret. He said, Jerry, he said, if you want America to love you, you need a good-looking white quarterback. And if you got one that can play, then people are going to forget all about all the other crap them other 52 guys are going to do. And you know what? I'll be god-danged if he ain't been right. So the answer is yes there, Mr. Dinky Lover. I know how important it is. And that's why I got us a quarterback who bangs pop stars and marries beauty queens. I mean, look at him, Tom. He's adorable. What else do you want? I mean, Jesus Christ, I'm selling you hope, boy. Don't you understand? You got hope every god-dang year. How'd you like to be a Seattle Seahawks fan? Huh? Huh? You wouldn't be making this video because you wouldn't care.
Right.
Right.
Right. Well, now, here, he wants Romo, our hero.
Our hero.
He wants Romo gone.
We're tired of you not doing your job and getting rid
what?
Of that punk, that choke artist, Tony Romo.
Ah, I see.
He's supposed... he was supposed to be... Knight in shining armor coming in on a big white horse to save the day. And what has he done?
What has he done?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. A knight in shining armor riding in on a goddamn white horse? Let me guess, Tom. This boy plays a lot of that World of Warcraft, don't he?
Yeah, Tony Romo was an undrafted free agent.
That's right. It was an undrafted free agent. We found him on the street, pendling for goddamn nickels. He had a squeegee in his hand. You know how I found him? He sprayed my damn limo. Started wiping my windows. I said, hey, that's a cute-looking boy. I wonder if he plays quarterback. And you know what? Let me tell you something. First off, this here's Texas. We ain't got no knights and no shining armor. If anything, we got cowboys and dirty chaps and dungarees. Now, I mean, I understand Tony was supposed to be the savior. But hey, let me tell you something. Not even Jesus saved the world in a day. Am I right?
You're right.
Right. No, sir. He had to do lots of stuff. He had to turn water into wine. He had to walk on that water first, and then he had to turn it into wine and give it everybody to drink with his feet all in it and everything like that. That's pretty goddamn gross, don't you think?
Yes.
Damn right it is. Then he had to turn fishes into loaves into fishes or some stupid shit like that. What the hell ever? I don't know if you got loaves. Why do you want fish? If you're going to want a fish sandwich, you need both, right?
Right.
What the hell? Don't they got tuna back in? That's just stupid. He had to be a carpenter, so he had to build some houses and stuff, right? I'm talking about at least a deck or two, right? Now, Romo, he's been working his miracles, see? He has. You might not see him, but he works in mysterious ways, just like Jesus. Like last week, them Jets needed a goddamn miracle to win the goddamn football game, and Tony Romo done went and provided it to him, right just like that. I'm telling you what, Tom, if that ain't godlike powers, I don't know what the hell is.
Oh.
Anyway, you got to have patience. You gotta have patience.
He doesn't seem to have a whole lot of patience because he says Romo goes or the fans go.
If you do not step up and do the right thing and get rid of that Jessica Simpson sniffing fool, I guarantee you, not only have you lost that American team's title, but you have also lost us.
Oh, my God.
Your fans.
Oh, Jerry. He doesn't like that.
That Jessica Simpson sniffing fool.
That Jessica Simpson sniffing fool.
Stop it. You go goddamn. I'm choking on my goddamn tequila over here. Holy crap. You got to warn a feller for you. Jessica sniffing what? Listen, let me tell you something. First off, for all them cowboy fans out there that's all worried about Jessica Simpson, all right, for one, she's gone. All right, she's way long gone.
And Tony got married.
He got married, and from what I understand, Jessica Simpson was going to marry some homeless guy that used to play for the 49ers. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
All right, so everything's working out in the end, and just to make sure she got her comeuppance, I had some coyote jump over the fence and kill her dog. It took a while to train that goddamn thing.
Oh, you had that done.
Well, absolutely. You think those things happen for just no reason? Let me tell you something. We rich people, we live in a whole different world. Anyway, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you, Cowboy fans, I take full responsibility for letting her in here. Remember back what I told you when that bum Bright said to me? I had to give him the gay test. I had to see if he could hold up to the scrutiny. I mean, God dang. Damn if he didn't take her straight over to a Motel 6 and bang her brains out, boy. Let me tell you what. Right then and there, I knew us we had our Roger Staubach. I mean, of course, without all the churchy crap.
Right.
I mean, it's 2000s, right? You gotta have some fun. You know, go play hide-and-seek on your bachelor party. Anyway, I caught a whiff of his face one time after he come from her apartment, and let me tell you something,
son.
It was like heaven on a plate. Well, anyway, now, to the rest of that, let me tell you something. I'll make you a bet there, Mr. Donut Lover. I'll bet that I will keep him as my starting quarterback, and my stadium will be full come next Sunday. And if it ain't, I will buy you a brand-new big red T-shirt that fits. All right? Okay? And if it is, you give me a month of free advertising on that big fence post you call a front to. What do you think? Is it a bet? Huh? You got some stones there, boy?
Wow. All right, well, he's going to ask you another question here.
All right.
Who cares if we got the biggest and the best and the greatest football stadium in the world?
I do.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter anymore. If you ain't got a team to play and to perform in it, it's nothing more but a big, fancy, large controcity. We are now known, Jerry, we are now known as America's chump team. As America's joke team. Are you proud of that? Are you happy about that?
Are you happy about being America's joke team, Jerry?
Look, is that boy speaking English?
Yeah, right.
What the hell's a controcity? Do I need an interpreter for this here interview?
Controcity?
Well, let me tell you something, Tom. That's that second part. You got to understand something here, Mr. Dildo Lover. First and foremost, I am a businessman. I'm a maverick. You hear me? I'm a maverick. I made my money find an opportunity where nobody else could. So line on up and get your America's Chump Team T-shirts. Get your America's Joke Team T-shirts. What do you think? I can't sell T-shirts anyplace else but Dallas? Let me tell you something about being America's team. If you ain't a fan of the Dallas Cowboys, you pretty much hate our guts. Hey, am I wrong there? Yep. Hell no, I ain't.
Love them or hate them, one of the two.
That's right.
There's not much in between.
That's right. People in D.C. and Green Bay and New York and Philly and Minnesota and San Francisco, they just love to buy a joke team T-shirt like that.
Sure.
That's right. So don't be telling me all about how to run my business, boy.
Well, actually, he doesn't think you're doing enough.
You sit on your butt.
What?
In your fancy office, in your fancy mansion, and you ain't doing a thing to lift one finger to help the franchise of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry.
Wow, calling you out hard, Jerry.
Well, now, I'm going to tell you something, Tom. He's right, I got a fancy office. As a matter of fact, I got a trash can made from that other tooth of his that's supposed to be there in the front of his face. It's beautiful. I had it shipped in and carved out and everything. Anyway, you know, I'm going to tell you something right now, right here, right? I'm going to tell you right now, I don't always sit on my butt in my fancy office or in my fancy mansion. I got a nice big fancy controcity with the biggest damn TV on planet Earth in there. Sometimes, Tom, I sit in there and I play video games or I watch, like, German anal porn and stuff like that. Other times, I sit in my private jet and I get a hum job from a Mexican supermodel while I'm flying off for dinner in Las Vegas. Sometimes that's what I do. But I don't sit on my butt and not do anything to help the goddamn Dallas Cowboys. Where do you think you got that Dez Bryant from, huh? Where do you think you got that Keith Brookin from, huh? Where do you think you got that DeMarcus Ware from? Why do you think you're even a fan of the goddamn Dallas Cowboys? Huh? I do believe that T-shirt's cutting off the blood to his head, Tom. He's got that tight red T-shirt and that bald little head. He looks like a big old pimple. Somebody needs to go ahead and squeeze him. Good God.
Well, I think he's still hopeful because this last clip, he sounds more positive in this clip than he did the other ones. I'll just play this last clip for you.
We can do it again. We can make it happen. It's up to you to make it happen. And please, let's make it happen. And let's make it happen right now, today. Yeah!
Well, my goodness. God dang. He's awful intense there at the end. And I'm going to tell you right now here, there, Donut Lover, I'm going to go ahead and make it happen right now, today. All right, ready? There you go. It's all done. Wasn't that simple? I mean, God dang, Tom, I'm glad you brought this gentleman to my attention, because otherwise I'd have never thought to do that today. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to go ahead and say straight to you, Mr. Diner Lover. We're going to go ahead, and we're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen, and we're going to make it happen. And we're going to make it happen this Monday night against the God dang Washington God dang Redskins.
Washington Redskins.
There you go. Is that good enough for you?
Yeah.
That good enough for you?
Yeah.
Rah!
Yeah. Ah! Oh, you're killing me, Jerry!
All right, now let me tell you something there, Deaver Lover. I'm going to tell you what. It's Monday night, we got the Washington Redskins. So you go ahead on over to the bowling alley where you work, and you wax up that goddamn urinal, and I'm going to get in my helicopter, and I'm going to go get a Hummer for my Mexican hooker. So we're going to have ourselves a good old week, and let's go get them Redskins on Monday night.
Yeah!
Ah!
Wow. All right, Jerry, we'll talk to you again next time. Good luck this weekend.
Hey, y'all be good. And if you can't be good, well, God dang it, don't get caught. That's what I used to tell Michael Irvin all the goddamn time.
All right, Jerry, see you later.
Peace.
Wow. Hey, man, I'll tell you what, he certainly had something to say. I hope Diva Lover gets the message.
I think he did.
Yeah!
He sounds like Howard Dean.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Oh, man. That's funny.
It's nothing more but a big, fancy, large controsity.
I love how he comes up with two synonyms for big.
A big,
it's
fancy,
big,
large.
Large. hang on. Big. Oh, bigger. Controsity.
What the? Wow.
A controsity.
Yes.
That's outrageous. I can't wait to see this week's video.
Yeah, really?
Probably doesn't want to come out and sound like an idiot. About the 49ers game.
Right.
Hey, everybody, I just said that. He doesn't want to sound like an idiot.
All right. Real quick before we get to email, Floyd Mayweather won the fight over the weekend.
Yeah. Can we get beyond this stupid 5 days worth of nothing but photographs before we can see the replay on HBO bullshit about prize fights?
Well, you know.
Can boxing get it in their head that it is a dying sport? You're getting your ass kicked by the MMA, and you better open it up so you can get some new fans.
Yeah, I just saw that UFC cut a deal with Fox.
Yeah.
And they're going to have, 4 major cards a year now on Fox?
What do you know? Major fights on network TV. You hear that? Boxing?
And then they're going to have some other cards on FX.
Yep. You hear that, boxing? You're getting your ass kicked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. But you guys keep charging $50 a fight.
I mean, come on. I like boxing on HBO. I do. I like Larry Merchant. I like what's his goddamn name? Jim Lampley. I think he's terrific. All right. And I like boxing. I prefer it to MMA.
I do too.
I do.
The sweet science.
I think it's a better sport. It's the sweet science, man. I like it. But boxing, whoever's in charge of these, come on. Nobody's paying this anymore.
The majority of the fights that I saw with Tyson, you didn't have to pay for. They were on HBO.
Well, I tell you what, it's because, before he became champion. But I can tell you what, I know at least 2 or 3 times that we had fight parties that we would all chip in like $5 or whatever, or $2, and buy the fight.
I paid $30 to watch the 91-second fight with him and Michael Spinks, yes.
Well, see, what we would do is we would all do that, and then we would bet. We would get there 2 hours early, start getting lubed up, as Brady would say, and then we would bet on which round Tyson was going to knock out whichever meatbag he was in front of.
Right.
You know, somebody would walk home with about $1,000, so, you know, it was fun.
Sure.
But you've got, first, for one thing, you don't have any big name people that are standing out other than Pacquiao. Mayweather won't fight him.
There's no heavyweights.
No, and you don't need heavyweights, but if you got solid welterweights, you got solid middleweights.
I need heavyweights. We need some great heavyweight fighters, like, you know, like we had with Tyson, and there was Tyson, and then Holyfield and Riddick Bowe. I love the Bowe Holyfield 1, 2, and 3. I thought those were great.
They were okay, but I mean, really, in my opinion, the best.
But we don't have anything near that today. Not even close.
The shame of it is that we have to compare that to something good. In my opinion, the best fight era was the 80s, when you had all those welterweights. You had all those great middleweights. You had Hagler, you had Hearns, you had Leonard, you had Duran.
Yeah.
You had all these guys. You had Boom Boom Mancini. You had all these dudes. You had Alexis Arguello, you know, Aaron Pryor. Great, great, great fights. And you didn't really have any heavyweights other than, you know, Pinhead Larry Holmes.
Right.
Pinhead Larry Holmes had that tiny little freaking head. Would he keep it way up high on those 6'8" shoulders and nobody could reach it to punch him? It was about the size of a dime.
Well, anyway, after the fight, and if you want to call it that, I mean, let's face it, Mayweather sucker punched Ortiz.
Hey, you know what they say in the fight? The last thing the referee says, right? Defend yourself at all times.
That's right.
Now, when Mayweather hit him the first time, he shouldn't have looked at the ref.
That's right.
Yeah, Sorry, pal.
That was, I know. It was perfectly legal. Absolutely.
That's a cagey fighter. That's not a sucker punch. That's a cagey fighter.
That's right. But anyway, Larry Merchant, who you mentioned, apparently Floyd Mayweather doesn't care much for Larry Merchant. And Larry Merchant doesn't seem to mind, because this happened right after the fight.
You were in charge of the fight. You were aggressive and trying and taking advantage of what you saw as a flaw.
You know what I'm going to do? Because you don't ever give me a fair shake. You know that? So I'm going to let you talk to Victor Ortiz, all right? I'm through. They put somebody else up and give me an interview.
What are you talking about?
You never give me a fair shake. HBO needs to fire you. You don't know shit about boxing. You ain't here. You not.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Larry Merchant laying it down.
Yeah, how about that?
I got to tell you, what do you think? If Larry Merchant's 50 years younger, you think he'd kick his ass?
Probably not.
No.
No.
He'd probably get his ass whipped.
But I don't think he'd fear him.
You know what? You want a fair shake? Fight Pacquiao.
Here's Larry Merchant. It's funny, because you could hear all the fans booing. They booed what happened. All right. Yes, it was legal, and you know, we can defend it and all of that, but the fans that were there booed it because they didn't like what happened. And I think that irritated Mayweather, but that's not the reason he attacked Merchant. Merchant will tell you why Floyd Mayweather attacked him like that.
Floyd Mayweather knew that the next question was going to be about, why don't you fight Pacquiao? That's still the question that will linger long after this fight, depending on how long he decides to take off this time.
Why won't he fight Pacquiao?
Hey, let me tell you something. I will give this message straight out to Floyd Mayweather right now. I got a big, giant, 100,000-seat controsity that you can fight in if you fight my little Mexican Filipino boy, Manny Pacquiao. You come on in here. I'm going to win a bet next week, and you can advertise this big fight right out there on that dinky lover's tooth.
Very good.
There you go.
That would be great. I want to see it. I want to see it. Mayweather Pacquiao. I want to see it.
Hell yeah. Well, I mean, it's the only fight that's got any kind of star power.
Yeah, it's funny, because right after the fight, too, he said, well, hey, Victor Ortiz, he can have a rematch. He can have a rematch, no problem. But you mentioned Pacquiao. He doesn't want to talk about it.
No, he doesn't want to hear anything about it. I don't want to fight him. He'll beat my ass. Maybe he could get in the ring and say to Pacquiao, hey, your shoe's untied.
Again, this is why I loved Mike Tyson. He didn't give a damn who you were, how many wins you had, what your name was, what belt you ever held. Just tell him the time and the place, and he'll show up, and he don't care who you are. He will fight you.
It don't make no differences if you're even human. I'll fight a bull. You put a bull in a barn and tell me to be there on May the 14th at 4 o'clock, and I'll be there.
Yeah, as long as it wasn't September 19th, because he was busy roasting Charlie Sheen drunk. I'll have to get some of that audio for next week. I just didn't have time. It was on last night, so
I missed that.
You got to see. They'll be replaying it on Comedy Central.
Yeah, like I said, I heard Lisa Lampanelli was going to be on there, and I figured, okay, well, there's 15 minutes of I screw black guys jokes.
Oh, you need to see it. No, you need to see it. So. You need to watch the Charlie Sheen roast, without a doubt. Right. You need to watch the Charlie Sheen roast. John Lovitz is a lot funnier than I ever knew.
Oh, John Lovitz is hilarious. That dude's got timing. His timing's impeccable.
He is hilarious, man.
He is. Most of those guys that they put on those roasts, a lot of them, they just write whatever for them.
Yeah.
Right? You know, like I saw Steve-O was on there. You think that guy wrote his own material?
Yeah, right.
He can't even write his own name.
Yeah, Seth MacFarlane.
You know, they're just reading the cue cards. But John Lovitz, that's a pro, man. He knows his stuff.
All right, we're running late here. You got any email?
I sure do, Tom. I sure do. Let's see. We got Brian here writing in on September 11th. Hey, glad to see you guys back. It's been a very long offseason with no football news. Hey, this from last week. All right. This comes from Eric T. Oh, our buddy Eric T. Our little buddy Eric T. who writes in, guys, my high school got into a brawl in our football game versus our rivals, Sharon, and it made national news. And I was there. Look up Hermitage Sharon Brawl on YouTube. So anybody wants to go see our buddy Eric T, you know, running around in a brawl on a football game, look up the Hermitage Sharon Brawl. Now, I got to tell you, if my biggest football rival was from Sharon High School, you bunch of pansies, no wonder they're brawling. All right, let's see here. Oh, this comes from Bang Jr. This looks like it's from my son, Max. Hey, Pops. It is.
Oh, geez.
In case you old... yeah, this is from my boy. All right, in case you old farts didn't hear about the new thing called the internet, what the hell is this? We own the internet.
I was going to say, this is a podcast, dude. What?
He's a moron. You know, I ought to throw him out into the middle of a brawl at the at the Sharon football game. They're all out there fighting like Deion Sanders and... oh, God.
Andre Rison.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anyway, Mike Smith, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, tweeted this. I felt that the Dunter Robinson hit was clean and said, that's the way we teach it. Let the debate commence. So what do you think? Dunter Robinson, the hit that he put on Macklin the other day.
The hit, you know, it wasn't for the hit. It's because he led with the helmet.
And he launched. I thought that it was a clear foul.
He did. I mean, to me, it's football, but by the rules, yo, it was a penalty and it's a fine.
Right. Now, last year against DeSean Jackson, I thought that was a clean play. I thought it was just a bang-bang play. But this one,
yeah,
he launched and led to an upper body hit.
Right.
Look, if you want to launch and lead like that, launch at the guy's hips. That's a great tackle. Yeah. You'll take him down. You'll bust him up. He's going to go backwards.
Yep.
All right? But that's the way we teach it? Well, there you go. Yeah. You're teaching your boys how to lose $40,000 just like that.
Exactly.
There you go. You're going to teach your boys how to give your team a 15-yard penalty and cost them $40,000. Nice job there, Mike Smith. Hey, let me ask you this. How much tobacco you think he chews? His teeth are as brown as can be, Mike Smith. You watch when he's on the sidelines, everybody. When he smiles, my God, a dentist needs to see that man. All right, let's see. This comes from Brady Loves Ocho's Stinkhole.
Your wife did one for that team name, too.
Brady Loves Ocho's Stinkhole.
All right, Brady Loves Ocho's Stinkhole writes, from the 6-2-0 teams that will no longer be without a loss, Pats at Bills, both 2-0. The Jets at Oakland, right, the Jets, they're 2-0. Oakland is not. Houston at the Saints, they're both 2-0. Lions at the Packers, or Lions at the Vikings.
The Saints are not 2-0.
No, I know they're not, but you're right. The Lions and the Vikings, the Vikings aren't 2-0. The Packers at the Bears.
No, they're 0-2.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what the hell he's... Oh, and the Deadskins at Dallas. I could see one team losing here, that in the Pats-Bill games, and that's the Pats-Patriots. I mean, that's the Patriots. Okay, so basically, Brady Loves Ocho's Stinkhole drunkenly wrote that all of these 2-0 teams are going to win except for the Patriots. We like this guy.
Okay.
I like this guy. All hey, right. Old buddy Louis Cipher is writing in. Greetings, gents. Here's an observation my wife made. Here's an observation my wife made while watching the Sunday night Eagles Falcons games. How come Al Michaels doesn't sit as close or look lovingly into Chris Collinsworth's eyes like Joe Buck does to Troy Aikman?
Dude, it's worse this year than ever.
Oh God, the whole Troy Joe love fest thing has gotten out of hand. If my wife can see it, These two have just got to come out of the closet already. She was so glad to see that Jay Peterman has found work as the Falcons head coach since Seinfeld ended its run. We're going to run play action pass. Yeah. That's pretty good, yep. Jay Peterman. I can see it, except for he's shorter, darker, and his teeth are rotten. So, anyway, but I do agree. The Troy Joe Love Fest has got to end. Joe is just too smarmy this year. And I believe that's all we got right now, buddy.
All right, bcrh-forums.net for the message board.
Right, now here's the plan.
Don't forget to do your picks and set your lineup for the Pigskin Pick'em and the Gridiron Challenge. Yes, now, quickly, the plan.
The plan, okay? The plan is, Tilliard, I want you to take that Jerry Jones interview with the Diva Lover stuff, cut it out, put it on your Bang Cartoon YouTube page, and then once it's up, I want you to post the link up on Facebook, and then everybody bomb the crap out of Diva Lover with the Jerry Jones reply. Bomb the hell out of him with the link that Tilliard will give you. John, I hope you can do it. Please, my buddy. We'll talk to you later.
This will be great.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
we want to be nothing but a big, large controsity.
I hope you enjoyed being undefeated.
I hope you enjoyed having a quarterback among the living.
That just gets a sniffing fool.
Yes.
He's going to be that Davey pushing up fool.
Hey, hey.
Who is America's team? Dallas Cowboys.
That's right. And who are they going to beat this week?
Washington Redskins.
That's right.
Yeah.
I just love it. I don't think there's anything better to end on, dude.
All right, we'll do it again next week.
Later.
Yeah!
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 Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons. BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
There's another word that the S in Audi S-Line stands for. Seductively priced. Take the Audi A3 Sportback S-Line. With LED headlights, 18-inch alloys and S-embossed front sport seats, it starts at just £249 per month. The seductively priced Audi A3 Sportback S-Line. Test drive yours at an Audi centre near you, or search Audi S-Line. Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. Business users only, excluding VAT at 20%, 4-year business contract hire and 10,000 miles per annum, £1,494 initial rental. Order by 30th of September 2019, 18s and over, T's and C's apply, no ownership, Audi Finance, visit audi.co.uk.